Welcome to Brave Together podcast here on UK Health Radio, an empowering resource for the parents of children with disabilities, neurodivergence, and all unique needs.
We have to recognize that there are seasons where we will kind of lose ourselves and maybe motherhood or caregiving, but it needs to be a season. And we need to, when we're in those really deep, dark seasons, sometimes even just fantasizing or planning for the next season can be helpful. Like, next year, my child will be here and these are my plans, and let me see what I can do, you know, in the morning or in the evening to kind of start planning or building that. And what are, just like you said, Jessica, what are my values in this season? What will my values be in that season? And how can I prepare for that? Because hope is really powerful.
Hi, Bravies. This is Jessica Pate, mom, storyteller, advocate, and the founder and CEO of We Are Brave Together, whose mission is to preserve and protect the mental health of caregiving moms everywhere. And I'm joined by two fantastic fellow Brave Mom co-hosts to help answer your questions.
Hi, I'm Susanna Peace Lavelle. I'm an author, a certified life coach and soul care coach, and an advocate for the health and wellness of disability families everywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Zoe, a licensed psychotherapist, writer, speaker, author, and complex shame expert.
We are gathered here to share our experiences,
share our wisdom,
and answer your questions.
Have a caregiving question? Find the link in the show notes to leave us your message.
May you feel seen and heard and not alone.
Ask us anything.
Hi, Bravies. How do I find my purpose when my whole life revolves around caregiving? I am a single mom and I do not have respite caregivers or family to help me out.
Hi, Susanna. Hi, Zoe. We are back together. The band is back together.
We are back. It feels like it's been a while. Good to see you, ladies.
It feels like the first day of school with our new, you know, first day outfits on and everything.
Fresh and ready to go. Exactly. That fresh energy and excitement and anticipation. Well, I'm so glad to be here. And I cannot believe this is season 11. I'm so grateful to our donors. I'm so grateful to everyone who makes this possible. We want to thank April Rarig of Rise Educational Advocacy for sponsoring almost this entire season, donating to make it possible. She's amazing. And I'm so glad that we get to do this work and we get to put this out into the universe for moms and for parents for free.
Yeah. And 11 seasons is just a testament to how much people need these conversations.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I'm also just so grateful for our continued partnership with UK Health Radio and getting to meet the folks over there. I just feel so giddy when I think about all of the listeners who get a chance to receive this content. You know, something that I always wish that I had for myself in the earlier days of parenting, right? So
I know.
Yep.
I know. To have people's voices, hearts, expertise, resources, understanding, validation in your ears in the early years, I can't even fathom. I can't even fathom, like, if I could just walk around listening to, you know, fellow parent caregivers sharing stories, validating what I'm thinking and feeling, answering my questions. I'm so grateful for this. And I, you know, we as an organization, We Are Brave Together, is always thinking about the unreachable moms or parents. That even if we had a connection circle or a retreat in every city and town of the world, there are parents who can't leave their lives.
Yeah.
They have no help. Their children are too fragile medically, behaviorally, psychologically. They're elopers or whatever it is. And even if we were there, right there, they couldn't make it. So how do we reach them? How do we inspire them? How do we encourage them? How do we help them to feel a part of community? Mm-hmm. The podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
We
can listen to it anywhere. And, you know, 20 years ago when our kiddos were little, these things just didn't exist.
No.
So I'm so thankful to be able to pay it forward to a mom who was maybe now is just like I was and really needed that lifeline, because it is truly a lifeline to be able to connect with other people and hear other people's stories and have somebody else just say, me too. I'm right there where you are. That's right. And this is how I'm dealing with it. And we can sit with you just in your pain and your fear and your loneliness. We are here.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. It's the most energizing work, right?
It truly is. And for anyone who is new to this podcast, new to this season, why don't we each just go around and share a few minutes about ourselves?
Well, I'm Dr. Zoe, and I am a mom of five. My second daughter, Sully, is 20, which I can't believe she's 20 years old now, and she has Prader-Willi syndrome. She is currently in a group home, well, not a group home, but really a boarding school for Prader-Willi, kids with Prader-Willi syndrome in Massachusetts, and I live in California, so it's a big distance in between us, but we're making it work. She's doing really, really well, but we've had some very, very, very dark seasons in the caregiving journey with her. And I have a 13-year-old left at home, the permanent one. The older ones kind of come back and forth. I never know where they're going to be. But I'm a licensed psychotherapist. I'm an author, a speaker, a podcast host, and of course, co-host here. And yeah, that's my life. I specialize in complex shame, and I just love lifting up women and encouraging people on their caregiving journey, on their healing journey.
And I want to add to that Zoe has been leading our Brave and Empowered sessions,
yes,
online twice a week, free mental health tools, practical practices for you. And we offer it twice a week. Just go to our website, look up Brave and Empowered, and you will see our virtual offerings.
And by the way, such a fantastic offering, Dr. Zoe. I meant to tell you that. I'm so thrilled about it.
And I am going to introduce myself now. I am Susanna Peace Lavelle, and I'm here in Los Angeles, California as well. I am a single mama. I have one daughter who is now 20 years old, and her name is Arizona, and she is, you know, my biggest teacher, my biggest inspiration and motivation, positively and negatively. in terms of just like, you know, I'm so grateful for this topic today, and we'll jump into that in just a minute. But I'm also an author, speaker, podcast co-host for the Brave Together podcast. And I have the beautiful opportunity of running the Connection Circle, which is one of our support groups here in Los Angeles, for We Are Brave Together. And one of the amazing things about California is that our weather is really cooperative. So I host moms in my backyard like every other month. And it's just, we always have new moms. We always have, you know, some of the staple moms, moms who have kiddos at all ages, various stages and seasons in their lives. But, you know, one of the common threads is that we are all caregiving moms. And so it's so beautiful to create community and tribe. And I'm so blessed to have my sisters with me on this journey. It's so absolutely non-negotiable, necessary.
I agree. And if you're hearing that phrase, connection circle, that's what we call our support groups. Like Susanna said, we can start a connection circle anywhere in the world. So if you are listening, if you are a caregiving mom and you would like to create a safe, sacred space, or you know somebody who would like to facilitate and create that safe space for moms to get together, share their stories, not pounce on each other with fixing and problem solving and you shoulds, but really just come together to share stories, be validated, be encouraged, be understood. We can make that happen. So please just reach out to us at hello@wearebravetogether.org if you are interested, or you know someone who might be interested in leading a connection circle in person or online. And I'll introduce myself last. I'm Jessica Pate. I'm the founder and CEO of We Are Brave Together, which is a nonprofit that we keep referring to that serves caregiving moms globally. And we are all about connection, community, support, authenticity, compassion, self-compassion, mental health education, practicing social health, which is all about connection and community. It's critical for our physical bodies that we practice social and mental health, that we really take care of ourselves. We're here to give you permission. We're here to give you tools. We're here to give you love. And I see you and I'm with you. So if you're curious about We Are Brave Together, just go to wearebravetogether.org. You'll see everything that we're about and everything that we are offering. Membership is free. So if you're a caregiving mom, join us today. And we're so glad that you found this podcast or you've continued to listen to this podcast. Let's just give a shout out to all our bravies who've been listening from the beginning or jumped in somewhere along the way between season one and season 11. Because of you, we keep going. So we thank you. And please share, please rate, please, you know, write a review because all of those things still matter in this crazy, crazy online world. So thank you. Thank you. Today's question is so, so good. We could go in so many directions. We're going to have a really rich conversation as always. I'm so grateful I get to do this with Susanna and Zoe and their training and their expertise. How do we find our purpose when our whole entire lives seem to revolve around caregiving? And then add to that, if you are a single mom, and possibly don't have any respite caregivers in your world or family or friends helping out or family or friends that you've been afraid to ask. I just want to throw that out there because asking for help is a life skill. How do we even have time to even think about that? How do we give ourselves permission to find something within or outside of caregiving that gives us purpose? We are going to take a brief break. Stay with us.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, brave friends.
Such a good question. And it is a, you know, it's this quiet place where a lot of women struggle. It's hard enough to be a single mom. So let's just admit that. Let's just talk about that. And I'm going to just share a little bit about my experience because I was married for 28 years and I was many of those years, a single mom in a marriage. And then I got divorced. I am still a single mom for, it's now been 4 years. There's so many layers to it. there's that number one, just the reality of there's nobody. There's nobody there. There's no catch. Even if someone isn't that helpful, sometimes just having a body and a home can help, right? And when you know that you are the catch-all for everything, and many women might have more than one child, and you're trying to give, you know, you're trying to give attention to your other children, but we know that our children with special needs kind of suck up easily a lot of the attention. And so I just want to hold some space for a single mom out there and just say, I know, I understand. I know how scary and frustrating it can be. And sometimes when you're really doing well, it can feel extremely empowering when you're like, okay, I've got this. And you know, you might be on a run for a while and then things fall apart again. And so I remember at my darkest times as a single mom, parenting Sullivan, who's my 20-year-old, and she was dealing with some psychosis and just things were really falling apart. And we were in and out of the psych ward. And I remember sitting down and saying, I was actually talking to my boyfriend, now fiance at the time, and I said, maybe I should just stop trying to actually live the life I want to live. Maybe I should quit work. Maybe I should get on some kind of government assistance and just stay home and just take care of Sully. That should just be my life, because I couldn't figure out how to do all the things. You know, I have a thriving career. I have other children. I have a lifestyle, all those things. And of course, that was so dramatic because it's not really possible for any of that to happen. I mean, it is, I suppose. I don't know how any of that would have worked out. But I was at that space where I felt like, am I being selfish for even wanting to have a life apart from my daughter? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that wrong of me? Should I just give it all up and decide my life purpose is to stay home and take care of her? And, you know, we had that conversation and he was so loving and caring. And, you know, what he said is, you are an amazing mom and this is really hard. And you also have a lot of other talents and skills that you've been given that you need to express in the world. And so we've got to figure it out. Yes, there's Sully. And yes, she takes all that care. And no, it's not selfish for you to also want to have a life and want to pursue your passions. And just having him sit there and say that to me, we didn't have any answers. We didn't know what was going to happen. And then there were times I had to literally, in the middle of sessions, quit work and just tell my clients, I'm so sorry, there's an emergency happening. Yeah. I lost some clients because I was not able to just be consistent like I needed to be. So I did have to take time off. But just having him sit there and tell me, no, you still matter. Mm. And no, it's not selfish. And yes, we've got to figure this out and we don't know what it's going to look like. And we did. And so I just want to share that story because I know that feeling of, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And maybe my lot in life is to just sit at home with my child and try to keep them alive and safe. But maybe that's not it. Maybe that's not the only lot that you have in life.
Yeah.
And there, you know, there are going to be moms all over the spectrum of this, mm-hmm. right? Like, I'm very fulfilled in caregiving and I'm very happy that my life revolves around this and I find joy and I'm okay. Like, I'm not necessarily looking for something outside of it. And then there are going to be, you know, moms listening or dads listening saying, I need something else outside of it because it will fuel me, or it feels like it will fuel me in my day-to-day life as a parent. And that's okay. Wherever you are. And if you're like, also just feeling angry or resentful that it doesn't feel like you have the time or the space to figure out something else to do outside of caregiving that brings you joy or brings you purpose or brings you fulfillment. That's okay. That is so understandable. And I would venture to say that, you know, all our emotions, right? Susanna, like we've said, you know, a lot, their messages and their messengers. So that angst that you might feel might be propelling you to think about, oh, What's my calling outside of caregiving? What's my joy? What's my jam? What am I interested in? What do I want to get involved in? Whether it's, you know, more of like a hobby or a side hustle or a career.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay to feel those feelings.
That's so good, Jessica. And I think the message is, whatever your passions are, if your passion is caregiving and that is your main passion in life, go for it. If you have passions in addition to caregiving, those are also okay. Those are okay. Because when we live in alignment with our passion, then we feel fulfilled, we feel healthy, we feel, you know, as happy as we can. But when we are not, I think that's when we struggle a little bit.
Yeah. And I was thinking about when you were just talking about the you know, there's such a spectrum in life in terms of, and also seasons in our lives as caregiving moms, where sometimes we're like, you know what, I am in my zone, right? My life feels balanced. I'm, you know, present with my daughter. I am, you know, doing all the things. I have hobbies, whatever. But I think that we also hear these stories about moms who just take off. Do you know what I mean? Like they just can't handle it and they take off. And there's a tiny little part of us, you know, in this caregiving journey that understand that.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, got it. Where's my passport? You know what
the
I'm saying?
The fantasy of being able to take off is real.
I mean, I do fantasize about that a lot, but I also just hope we can have a little discussion here about purpose versus identity, because I feel like there's such a distinction here, because we might just say, I understand, I accept, you know, my responsibility of, you know, bringing a child into the world. It was on purpose that I had this child. I mean, I wanted to have more, but now I have one. And speaking of lot in life, Zoe, exact phrasing, you know, I'm a single mother. I've been divorced for about 11 years or so. And I remember when I got divorced, and I was going through a divorce, and I was, you know, 40 at the time. And I was just like, well, and I was talking to my parents who are, you know, conservative Christians, beautiful, wonderful people. And I was telling my dad, you know, well, I still have a whole lot of life in me left. You know what I mean? I'm only 40, right? And gosh, that seems so young, doesn't it? And,
I know.
man, I had so much. Arizona was only, what, 8 at the time. Now she's 20. And my dad was like, oh yeah, no. Your lot in life is to take care of your daughter. She is your number one priority. My beautiful, amazing, intentional papa, right? And I was like, right? And so I feel like I had to just sit with that for a while, but also then, you know, sit with the reality of like, yes, it's not the totality of my identity though. It is very much like 99% of my life revolves around caregiving.
Yes.
My daughter who lives with me full time. You know, who, by the way, also she also has a very supportive, loving father, but she lives with me full time. So, you know, it is the everyday, all day, the little things that no one else is witness to, right? By the way. Yes. where we are trudging through. But I just, you know, listen, it's a both and situation. And there are just so many different seasons. I know, Jessica, you're having a season too. So
It is. I think it's, so what we're saying is it's okay to shift your identity from I'm only a caregiver to I'm a caregiver and I lead a nonprofit organization. I'm a caregiver and I'm a licensed psychotherapist. I'm a caregiver and I'm a coach and a speaker and an author. You know, like it's okay to have it all. So let's go back and think about the mom who's like drowning and, you know, she's kind of in that, I call it like panini caregiver season, or maybe it's always perpetually like that, where you're smashed, you know, and crushed from every side. How do I begin to even think when I have no space to breathe? Think about this. I think you just stop and pause and say, I have permission to think about this. I have permission to create space for this. I know that sounds like dumb and woo-woo, but we have to shift our mindset. We have to shift our mindset. And this is coming from me who is been in a long-term rough season, and I'm having to shift my mindset on a daily basis, guys.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. We're not just here preaching this to you. This is stuff that we practice. We force ourselves to practice when we don't feel like it. So I think we have to just shift and reframe and say, what brings me joy? What recharges me? And what are my values? Because I think if we stop and really think about what do I value in life, I think that can provide some guidance. And if you're like, I don't even know, like, I don't even know anymore. I did hear actually from my best friend. She just told me about this. Susie Welch, who's famous out there. She has something called a values bridge. And maybe we can link that in our show notes. But it's a great questionnaire. I'm going to do it. That really helps you see, as you answer all these questions, your top values. And I think that would be a great place to start. I think it's free. I will let you know. But I think that would be a great place because we want to live in alignment with our values. So whether it's purpose, whether it's, you know, a business, whether it's a career, whether it's just a side thing that brings you joy that you're trying to figure out, I think it's going to fit your values. What do you guys think?
I love that. And I think I would just add that you need to pay attention to your values in this season because things change so much, you know, as a single mom, as a caregiving mom, and your children grow and change and our seasons change. And sometimes we're operating on the same value system that we had 5 years ago. And we have to look at, wait, what's this season? And how is this season different than it was 5 years ago? And what are my values in this season? And, you know, as I think about, I mean, my 25 years almost of parenting, there were seasons where I did lose myself completely in parenting. And to some extent, that's part of, especially when we first have a child, we are biologically actually wired to lose ourselves as women. Mm-hmm. And that's a reality. It's not supposed to stay that way. But for the, you know, all of our hormone, everything is geared towards keeping that little child alive. And we do absolutely go into that space of losing ourselves. And I think for moms who have special needs children, that lengthens, right? Because we've got much more that we're dealing with than just a normal infant, a regularly developing infant or toddler. And so we have to recognize that there are seasons where we will kind of lose ourselves. And maybe motherhood or caregiving, but it needs to be a season. And we need to, when we're in those really deep, dark seasons, sometimes even just fantasizing or planning for the next season can be helpful. Like next year, my child will be here and these are my plans. And let me see what I can do, you know, in the morning or in the evening to kind of start planning or building that. And what are, just like you said, Jessica, what are my values in this season? What will my values be in that season? And how can I prepare for that? Because hope is really powerful. And when we allow ourselves to plan, even if there's nothing in this moment that we can do, when we allow ourselves to have hope for that next season, it can kind of bridge the gap and get us there.
Yeah, I think that is so beautiful. That actually made me a little bit emotional when you said that word hope, because I really, really felt it. And I feel like that's something that's available to all of us, whether we get to realize, you know, what our hope is for or what our wish is for. But I love that that is absolutely free and available
for
all of us to access. And there's a way to have hope and still be present in this moment right now. But you know, as you said, like it's a practice, and it's requires some intentionality. You know, one of the things that I have been doing these days, because, you know, things are, you know, I'm in a season right now too. And, my daughter's sort of in between things. And I feel like I just don't even have, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes sometimes to really sit and be. And I started using the Calm app, because they have these 1 minute meditations, literally. Okay. You guys are going to die. I was like, let me do 5 days in a row. And the other day I forgot to do it. And I was like, wait. And so I was sitting on the toilet doing a meditation for 1 minute on that.
I love it.
Thank you. Calm. That's a plug. And then I felt so like, and you know, the app starts out with take a slow, you know, take a breath, mm-hmm. right? And so you have to take a breath. Anyway, I'm just saying that was, you know, 1 minute. Mm-hmm. And I hope that we all can find 1 minute every day, right?
Stay with us, Bravies. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real. But that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to Brave Together podcast.
It's okay to grieve.
Yep. Yes.
The overwhelm or the fact that you're not in the career or you're not in the position that you want to be, that you wanted to be, that you dreamed of doing, or that you had to give up a career to be a caregiver. It's okay to grieve and mourn all of that. It does not mean that you don't love your child with your whole heart, soul, mind, body, your bones, right? Grief is okay. Grief is normal in this journey. Just because it feels like there's no like particular box to check for our grief that we experience, the losses that we experience as caregiving parents, doesn't mean it's not okay and valid. And so we want to, as always, throw compassion, give ourselves compassion, and validate that grieving what you thought it was going to look like, grieving that you can't engage in what you would like to engage with right now, is okay.
It is more than alone. Okay. Yeah, it is more than okay. And I encourage you to honor that space for yourself regularly, because when we don't and we push it down and we feel a sense of selfishness about it, it stays in our body. And it's out in other ways that's not so healthy. And so it's okay. And that's why we have the space, because we can talk about the things that might not feel comfortable to talk about with people who don't understand, that we can hold those two dichotomies of loving our kid and, you know, wishing they weren't, you know, even living with us at the moment, or, you know, loving our child and hating their diagnosis. All of those things can exist in the same moment.
Yeah. And I think also, just speaking of grief, I mean, even the caller's question, you know, you can, you know, the question itself carries loss, you know, it's loss of an imagined future. And I know for me, one of the things that has been so challenging for me to grapple with, you know, 20 years into parenting, is that I used to love spontaneity. You know, I used to love to just sort of, you know, I'm a very, you know, structured, responsible, you know, a little bit rigid person. However, but I do love, like, that being said, I do love like I do love like a girlfriend calling me and saying, hey, you want to go see it, you know, this movie or whatever. And it just requires so much effort for me in terms of even, you know, having a 20-year-old. Well, why can't you just leave her at home? I can't. I don't have a 20-year-old who I can just leave at home.
Yeah.
You know? And so the spontaneity piece, like the other day I was driving down, you know, I was taking Arizona on a drive. She was having same anxiety and it calms her to go see the ocean. So we're, let's take a drive, right? So we took a drive and we were looking at the ocean and it was like a Saturday morning or maybe 10 a.m., 11 a.m. And we're down like, you know, Manhattan Beach area and everyone is out on the sidewalks having brunch and da-da-da. And I was like, when is the last time I had a weekend brunch? Do you know what I'm saying? Like people just get to call their friends and be like, hey, you want to go grab brunch? No, seriously, like I was so like,
wow.
Mm-hmm. And I had to sit with my feeling of that and have compassion for myself. It seems so insignificant, but I have to tell you, Jessica JP, I was like, I would love for the opportunity to just call a friend and be like, hey, want to go grab brunch? Do you know what I'm saying? I don't remember the last time that has happened. I cannot identify that in the last 20 years. Mm. Not an exaggeration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm getting choked up because I just feel that in my body. Like I know that there are so many people that are like, yeah, me too. Me too. I wish I could just spontaneously call a friend and say, let's meet for brunch. Let's meet for a movie. Let's meet for dinner. And it can't happen that easily.
No. It doesn't mean that it can't happen.
Right.
It's just planning. Then you have a caregiver scheduled to come and then something happens to the caregiver's car or your child has a reaction that needs your attention only, right? Maybe there's some allergy stuff going on with my daughter, right? How many times have we had to shift and change and reconfigure and then sometimes you're just like, forget it. I'm just going to stay home in my sweats. Seriously. Yeah. Which, by the way, is okay too, you know?
Mm-hmm. One of our Connection Circle leader mentors, Lena Winslow, she's out of Florida, author, speaker. She's wonderful. And I just happened, like 2 days ago, I saw a video that she posted. It was really beautiful. And it just made me think, oh, I'm going to ask her this question. How would she answer this? She's also a coach, a seasoned coach. And so this is what she said when I presented the question to her. I don't believe purpose is a destination waiting for us to discover it one day. Mm. I think purpose is shaped by the way we live each moment that's in front of us. When our choices are rooted in our deepest values, our character, and what we know to be true, purpose quietly takes shape. We rarely recognize it while we're living it. Looking back, it seems obvious. Living forward, it unfolds one step at a time. Purpose isn't found, it's formed. Wow. Isn't that
so beautiful?
So beautiful. So eloquent. And again, I know when you're like in the thick of it, anyone who's listening, you might be rolling your eyes like, that sounds really nice. Okay.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The truth is we have to be intentional with our lives.
Yes.
It's not going to happen. You know, it's not just going to fall upon us. We do have to be intentional. We do have to work on our mindset and our attitude. We do have to seek things out. We do have to plan things out. We do have to, okay, today I'm going to take note of like where I find a glimmer and why does that give me a glimmer? You know, is that attached to a value? Is that attached to a curiosity? Is that attached to an interest? Is that attached to a passion that is laid dormant? Like we do have to take responsibility for the lives that we want. I just think, yeah, this was just so, I love the way Lena said that. What do you guys think?
First of all, I want to print that out and post it right here on my wall. So thank you for that. Lena, that is a delicious little nugget and reminder.
Yeah. It was so beautiful. And as you were reading it, I was thinking, okay, so for the person who is looking and trying to understand and maybe validate their purpose in the moment, what Lena explained is look back, right?
Yeah.
Look back at your choices. Look back at how you've lived your life. Look back at what has been important to you, because that's the arrow pointing to where your purpose lies. Look back at the things that you loved, at the places that energized you, at, you know, your passions. Because we can, you know, find that in the moment too, based on what we've been doing and where we've been attracted to in the past. That's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I will share something slightly embarrassing.
Please.
That maybe it'll help somebody else. And you're going to have to ask me next time we record how it's going. But I saw this woman, I don't know how it came across my feed on Instagram. Her name is Lauren, and I think her Instagram account is The Wellbeing, something like that. It was something, she's offering like kind of like a somatic dance course online.
Oh, yeah. You sent that to me.
It spoke to me. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I went back to that post. You know, I read everything, and then, you know, you hit the something or say this, and then they send you information in the DMs. And I just kept going back to it. And then I was like, I tried to find the song that she's dancing to. Now, of course, she's a dancer by background, so it would be easy for me to be like, yeah, you're so freeing your body and you're such a great dancer, and this is so easy for you because you're a dancer by background. But I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to hold on to that.
Good.
And it just, I kept going back to it. And then I went to acupuncture, and she's very woo-woo. I love this amazing acupuncturist. And she said something like, she does energy readings, and she said, the word dance keeps coming up for me.
Wow.
Does that mean something to you? And I was like,
come on now.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
So I told her, and she said, I think there's your answer.
I mean,
so I signed up for it. I haven't started it, and we'll see. But it's just, there are things that just, you just get that inkling about.
That's right.
And we have to follow through and just see what's there for us. So I'll let you know.
I'm so excited to hear about this.
Yes. I love it. The feeling that I get in my body for you, Jessica, is like freedom, release, expression, letting it all go.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
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 What I know is that our bodies actually know what we need, and our bodies know how to heal, but often we just ignore it. Right? We ignore it. We're like, oh, that's silly, or oh, that. But I hear you listening. And I think somatic dance, oh my goodness. I agree with you, Suzanne. I just think of all of the release that can be offered that's really necessary. So yay, I want to hear more about it. When do you start?
I start, I think, next week. So we'll see. Okay. Yeah.
And is this a in person or is it virtual?
No, it's online. It's virtual. So, and it's pre-recorded too. Yeah. Shut the bedroom door and just see. And I know we have one of our brave moms, I believe, does this. It's recently been certified. So I think it would be amazing if we created some sort of mom mingle event out of it.
Yes.
We should. Or maybe I'll ask this person to do a virtual something for us. I was thinking, Zoe, when you said like our body knows so much, and I agree, but it's not something that I was taught. You know, I don't think all of us coming from a faith background or parents, the body is bad, right?
Yeah. You have to fight against the body.
Yes. And in recent years, really relearning a lot of things, the body does have messages and stories and wisdom. If we just, you know, get quiet and still enough, there are answers there. So Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody just needed to hear that. I don't know. I felt like I needed to say that, but
absolutely.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts for moms who are wondering and what ifing about this?
You know, the thing I like to hold on to is that life never stays the same. And sometimes that can feel a little scary when you're in a really great space. But when you're in a not so great space, I think it can be very freeing to remind yourself, because it feels like when you're in those spaces, this is it. This is life. And this is what I have to deal with. And it's never going to get any better. Mm-hmm. And it's just not true. It's just not true, because life does not stay the same.
Yeah. And I would just offer one last note to the single mamas out there. If this is something that is of interest to you, there is community available. For sure, we are here. We are out here in the wild. We are right next to you in the grocery store. We are not just right next to you in the therapy offices or the professional. I just feel like if you ask for it, you will receive it. Mm-hmm. And if something that you are seeking out, just continue whispering, you know, even saying out loud, like, I'm really looking for community. I really need some guidance. And certainly if you're listening to this podcast, well, here we are, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Available. But I just know how, I just know that extra layer of just additional isolation can feel for that single mama out there. So we are here for you.
And as always, Bravies, we see you and we love you. And we thank you so much for listening to Brave Together podcast. And we welcome you to season 11. Thanks so much for listening today on UK Health Radio. Do us a favor and leave us a review and a rating so that this podcast can get into the ears and the hearts of more and more moms. Did you know that Brave Together podcast is an extension of our nonprofit organization, We Are Brave Together? We Are Brave Together serves an international community of caregiving moms, offering support groups that are virtual and in person, educational resources, and low-cost weekend retreats all over the United States. We've also published two books, our first anthology of caregiving stories entitled Becoming Brave Together, Heroic, Extraordinary Caregiving Stories from Mothers Hidden in Plain Sight, and our newest release, Suddenly Brave Together, Letters to Caregiving Moms at a Defining Moment in Their Lives. Both books offer stories of hope and transformation and encouragement and validation for every parent caregiver. To join us today, go to wearebravetogether.org. Our support and sisterhood awaits you. Brave Together podcast is for entertainment and education purposes only. It's not a substitute for professional care and should not be relied on for medical or mental health advice. The use of any content on our podcast, links, show notes, or on our website is to be done at your own personal risk. Please seek out a professional to assess your own medical or mental health concerns, because we are all beautifully complex and the content of this podcast is for a broad audience.